Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Saturday, 30th of March. Hope you're all well. Thought I'd just do a quick little Saturday morning pod. I'm going to give you a couple of late first half goal games in a minute. But a couple of bits I missed off the pod the other day. My daughter's getting married. There, sprung that on me out of the blue when I was up in Wigan. The Sunday night when we went to the pub and met the FTS guys, got back to Andy's in the evening, just sat down in Andy's lounge and Sam phoned me and said, Jody wants to talk to you. I thought, oh no, here you go, what's happened now? Instantly, like, pit in the stomach there. I said to Andy and his good lady, I'll go in the other room because I thought this is going to be a disaster. Hasn't got engaged, never talked about marriage before other than to say she's not getting married, and then announces she's getting married in Sweden, of all places, on June the 11th or 12th, something like that, 12th I think it is. And would I walk her down the aisle? So I've got to get myself dusted off and get to the old Sweden. Yes. Well, apparently I've got a fly to Denmark. I've got a fly to Copenhagen because that's the nearest airport. So it must just be over the border in them old Scandinavian countries. So if you are if you're a Scandinavian FTS member, I'll be in Sweden in June. Mind you, it could all go wrong before then. So let's just wait and see. It might be booking flights a bit last minute. So there was that. And I got a good story. Well, I find this funny. I don't know whether you guys are funny. It just had me cracking up in the week. I had Andy cooked us that Sunday a beautiful, and it really was good, beef bourguignon. I'm just going to play this. This isn't what I want to talk about, but I'm just going to play this. This is a Wiganer. This is a Wigan FTS member saying beef bourguignon. Hold on a minute. What is that? Namaste. I don't know what the namaste after it is either. What is that? Who speaks like that? Who says it like that? Beef bourguignon. It's beef bourguignon. And even that ain't right, is it? Because we kind of use that. Just shit I think about. It's boeuf. Bourguignon, it's French, isn't it? And the French for beef is boeuf. Why do we choose to put the English word first? Beef, bourguignon. Boeuf, bourguignon it is, really. But we say beef, bourguignon, or if you're, shares the Wigan lunatic, beef, bourguignon, or whatever that may be. Anyway, so Andy made this lovely meal. I came back home, my mate, my horse racing mate, the one who I've told the stories about, threw the bag out the train, and smashed the boot on his the Chinese bloke's head or the Japanese bloke's head. He's rang me up because he was going on a cruise Thursday. He said, can we get together before I go? And I said, I'm a bit busy with things. I said, but if you want to come round for some dinner on Wednesday, you can. He said, great. And then he said, my mum and dad are down. And I said, well, bring your mum and dad as well. So I had his mum and dad, him and his daughter. And I thought, I'll do the beef bourguignon. So I did it. It was good, Andy. I haven't spoken to you about it. It's really good. Cracking recipe, really enjoyed it, but we were sitting down afterwards having a chat, and we got talking about my old man who went to prison, and it led into talking about people we know who went to prison, and his mum said, did anybody from your secondary schools, well, you know, your schools, you know, who's gone to prison? And I don't know anybody who has, and my mate went, yeah, I do. He had a bloke in his year group called Troy Carter. What a cracking name, Troy Carter. And Troy Carter apparently is inside. Troy went to his local, like off license, you know, like the sort of publicly owned, you know, little stores that you get, run by an Indian guy. Troy Carter walked in there with a balaclava on and a plastic gun. It's his local one. And went up to the Indian guy behind the counter, I can't remember his name, basically pointed his plastic gun at the guy, pointed his plastic gun at the guy, and give me all your money. And the Indian guy just went, fuck off, Troy. Yeah. the Indian guy knew who it was instantly underneath the balaclava, went, fuck off, Troy. And then apparently, I mean, I don't know how much this has been sort of embellished over the, apparently the plastic gun fell to pieces when he tried to sort of get closer and threaten him. The plastic gun fell to pieces and he ended up getting banged up for armed robbery with a plastic gun when he got told to fuck off, Troy. It just made me crack up just see the bloke behind the counter, fuck off, Troy. It made me laugh anyway. Right, what else have I got? Obviously, not much. Newsletter's gone out. Beef bourguignon. Mental. They can't speak. Just can't speak properly. I'll be... What is it? It's Saturday, isn't it? Yeah, Easter. It's Easter Saturday, yeah. I'll be live tomorrow. In saying I'll go live, I did forget that the old Man City shitbag game is on. I will try and avoid that. Obviously, I'll see what football's there. Not that I'm interested in watching it, but... I'm interested in seeing a nice little Man City win, I'm not going to lie. So I'll be live tomorrow. I've mentioned a webinar, details of that. I'm going to do a webinar the week after next. You all want to be on that, I'm not going to lie. That is going to be awesome with 100 days of selections after it. So sort of summer school 2021 approach, but I'm going to show something that I've never shown before on there. Well, I've shown to a couple of people, but I'm not shown widespread. I think that's it, isn't it? Golf, Scheffler is pulling away. Oh no, Finau's pulling away. Scheffler, he hit it in the water, didn't he? He was pulling away. We'll wait and see there. I've got a few, this is an awesome production today. This is the Beef Bourguignon and Fuck Off Troy that's done me. Fuck Off Troy. Brilliant, just brilliant, absolute quality fucking things that people come up with going into rubber shop. Give us all your money, fuck off, Troy. I don't know why it tickled me so much. Holston, Ian, sort yourself out. Right, first off, late goals: Holston Kiel, Genoa and Eintracht Frankfurt. So if those games are 0-0, 20-25 minutes when the price gets to 2.0x, you can drip back a first half goal in those games at your own peril. Holston Kiel, Genoa and Eintracht Frankfurt. I think that's it. That night, well, after we'd done the fuck off Troy, we ended up talking about the COVID period, because I hadn't seen his parents a lot since COVID, and we ended up talking about the COVID period. Absolutely nuts. And we went back and watched on YouTube, I put it on my TV, Nick Ferrari interviewing Michael Gove after Cummings had come out about Barnard Castle, and there's a 12-minute interview. If you just Google, like, Nick Ferrari, Michael Gove eye test, and it's when Michael Gove tried to claim that he also got in his car to test his eyesight. But there's 12 minutes of it in the start. They're talking about... the rules and things, and you look back and you kind of, I think those of us who lived, well, we all lived through it, but those who sort of, we try and block it out, don't we? There was that initial panic, and I think we just almost try and pretend it didn't happen that 2 years. When you listen to Gove trying to explain things away, you realise what absolute bellends we were unlucky. They're talking about when they were going to open car showrooms, and Nick Ferrari's going, so I can pop down the local Nissan dealership and meet my son, but I can't have him around my house. And when you listen to him trying to explain the logic of it, it's just absolutely nuts. What a time to be alive that was. And we had Johnson, Gove, Raab, Hancock running the show. Jesus Christ almighty. Anyway, that's enough of that. Watch it. It's an entertaining 12 minutes. Gives you a little flashback to that period. Beef Bourguignon. Fuck off, Troy. I've given you the football. Have a lovely little... What an absolute shambles of a podcast this is. I just thought I'd jump on for 5 minutes. There you go. Absolute mess. Beautiful. Have a lovely Saturday. Spurs are going to thrash Luton. If they do not, that is me done. I am packing it in if they don't turn Luton over. Right, see you later.